I've got good news for you. You're at a good place this morning because the leader of our church, not me, but Jesus Christ, is character flaw free. Has no flaws in his character, so it's always great to be here and have his leadership at our church and be encouraged to show good character as he ripens us to do service in his name. Before we begin this morning, there are some announcements to share with you, important ones. The first is that Pursuing Peace, that's going to be a seminar here at Peace Lutheran Church, October 28th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're going to want to talk to Callie or myself if you want to attend. We're going to reserve 15 spots for this seminar here. We're expecting about 70, 80 people in attendance. So if you do want to come, come talk to Callie. We're going to get you registered, but we need to do that in the next week or two as spots are going to fill up relatively quickly. And that is for conflict resolution, which we all need help with conflict resolution. Great skills being taught there. October 28th here at Peace. That's a Saturday. November 3rd and 4th at the Benton County Fairgrounds, Feed My Starving Children is coming back. If you want to participate in that very worthwhile activity, also see Callie's because we're going to want to sign you up because those spots are going to fill up very quickly as well. We're going to reserve about 15 spots. But if you do want to get a spot, talk to Callie. We're going to sign us up here in the week to come. And then I just want to say a thank you to all of you who contributed in big and small ways for Gordon Ross's memorial service yesterday at Peace. It was just a blessing to gather to hear God's promises of eternal life and to share memories which were done out in the fellowship hall. So thank you very much. Looks like we have other announcements to share this morning. Kay.
If you weren't here last Sunday, I am again making a pitch for baskets for the bazaar. If you want to sponsor a basket, there's all different kinds of choices that you can do. And if you look in the narthex, there's a list and give you some ideas on what to do. So Callie's going to run the article again next week. And if you've sponsored one before, I'd be happy if you did it again. Thanks.
And I'm the cookie lady for the Holiday Bazaar. Woo. Last year was a huge success. We sold over 200 dozen boxes of cookies. And it's just so much fun because everybody that brings the cookies, they're all different. They're beautiful. It's just a lot of fun. So I'm going to be coming around after church getting everybody's name to bring cookies. And I know it'll be a big success this year, too.
Okay. I'll sign up to taste test. Sounds good.
Okay. Well, as Pastor indicated, we did work yesterday, and we made some real progress. Be sure you go out and take a look at what we've started to do. We would really like it if anyone who gardens, who has sedums or hens and chicks, if they would bring some starts for us, and we will plant them in the crevices by the rocks, and that will really, really look nice. Then on Wednesday, this coming week, the 27th, we are going to have a sweeping party to sweep sand into the pavers to set them up for winter, so they will be stable. So if you can come and help us, we're going to start about 5 o'clock, bring a big broom, and we'll just work until it's done. So we have 4 buckets of sand that will set like concrete once we get it in the cracks. So I don't think it'll take too long, but we're going to give it a shot and try to get it done on Wednesday before the rain comes.
A Red Cross blood drive coming up. And information is in the bulletin about it. But so far, there's only 8 people signed up, and we have 51 slots available. So we really need to get the word out. There's some flyers on the round table in the narthex if you'd like to take them and give them to your neighbors or whoever, if you think that you know someone that might like to donate blood. And then we'll be looking for cookies again. So if you might be thinking about making some cookies for have for the people that do come and donate. Hopefully we'll have more than 8 people.
And then I just have something kind of fun. Concordia mailed out this sampler of a book they're releasing for the Reformation. It's going to be much bigger than this. It's going to be hardbound. And you can come look at the little sampler to see what there is in the book. But it's basically the history of the Reformation, along with historic artwork and other items of interest. And it's at a discounted price right now. So if you want to take advantage of that, you can. But it will be, if you don't want to order now, you can always order later. But we're going to put in a big order before October 16th. So come see me for that, too.
Great. Here at Peace Lutheran, we have, you are involved in so many items in which we get to put forth ministry out there, but we don't always get to see the fruit on the back end. Well, this morning, we're going to see the fruit on the back end. In early May, we had an enchilada feed here at Peace. I think it was the first Sunday in May. And the proceeds from that enchilada bake sale went to send Dwayne Halesto as a camp counselor in Mission Springs in California. So Dwayne is here to share with us the fruit that has sprouted from his experience this last summer. All right, Dwayne, good to have you.
Hi. So like Pastor Lucky said, I'm Dwayne Halesto. Thank you all once again for funding me to go down to California. It was a great experience. We ministered over, I think, 1,000 kids over the entire summer. So that's 1,000 kids that got to know Jesus or got to learn a little more about Jesus. So thank you again for that. So I got to learn a lot more myself about Jesus. I got to learn a lot more about the two sons and the father, learning about just like a little more about spiritually. So spiritually myself, I learned a lot more. So I grew a lot more in my faith. And look at my notes. Over the summer, so many kids just came up to me and were thanking me. But this one kid personally just came up and he said that, personally, I made his summer probably one of the best summers he ever had. So that was probably my favorite memory, just really having that kid just come to me and then share his thoughts. So that was really, really nice. This summer was an amazing experience. I got to go to the beach several times, which is really warm. If you guys haven't gotten there, definitely would advise going there. It's amazing. But the kids, just seeing the kids play in the beach, in God's creation, really was an amazing experience. Just watching them frolic like deer all over. It was amazing. So, yeah, I mean, if you guys, any of you young parents have kids that would want to go work there, definitely come talk to me. It's a lot of fun. It's a great experience for them spiritually. So it was an awesome summer, and I really want to thank you guys again. So thank you.
Thanks, Dwayne. I love to hear about how God's fruit is multiplying from us to Dwayne, from Dwayne to children and youth down in California. In 2 weeks here at Peace, we'll also hear from Justin Johnson, who also served as a camp counselor at Camp Lutherwood, October 8th.